In the medieval times, 34-year tradition, a queen has never ruled the land. Until now. It started late last week. Queen Isabella is now in charge. Isabella is cast as a firm but kind ruler, respected throughout the kingdom. She inherited the throne after her father passed away.
As you saw, I was challenged by a very unruly knight, and I had to assert my authority at a certain point. And although I am beloved by my kingdom and the people in my realm, I at times do need to assert my authority, and I'm not afraid to do so.
Medieval Times' leadership team developed the idea to cast a matriarch based in part on guest feedback that they would like to see women having more significant roles. The new role went to a local.
Queen Isabella is really Jessica Shear Tolles. And
where are you from, Jessica?
I'm from Rutherford, New Jersey.
So tell us why you think it's important that the queen rules the land here at medieval times now.
It is so important for little girls, really girls of all ages, to have a positive role model for them to look up to. And, you know, now hopefully they do. I mean, there are a lot of positive role models all over the place, but there can never be enough or too many, and now they have Queen Isabella to look to. And we have a lot of children that come to see our show. We really have, you know, people of all ages, but we really do have a lot of little girls that come, and they dress up in their little princess outfits, and, you know, now they can come and say and see a queen, you know, running the castle, running the show. So it's wonderful.
Jousting, fighting, horsemanship, swordplay, and of course the chicken feast remain central elements of the dinner attraction. New music has been composed by Dr. Daniel May, the jazz pianist and composer who scored Everest and other films. He's also worked with the likes of Sting and the Moody Blues.
We are most pleased to host this celebration, and I thank you all.
There's a new script and new costumes for the Knights and Horses. If you're wondering, the performers and those horses train and rehearse new lines and fight scenes for 3 months at a time before changing shows.
The captains, take your leave. Our guests await the entertainment and the feast.
I give to you now Lord Delphont, the red and yellow knight. Woo!
It takes 2 months to teach a queen to ride an Andalusian stallion. Queen Isabella rides it proudly. At Medieval Times in Lyndhurst, I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.